I'm Tom Hall. This is Midday. Kevin Kamenetz, who served in elective office in Baltimore County for nearly 25 years, passed away suddenly and unexpectedly early this morning. We'll begin today with reflections on Kevin Kamenetz's life and career from people who knew him well. Don Moeller served as his chief of staff. Jim Smith preceded Mr. Kamenetz as county executive. They'll join me with memories of a man who has been a major player in Maryland politics since the 1990s. Then, a conversation about one of the most high-profile races in the Maryland Senate. J.D. Merrill and Jill P. Carter are running to replace disgraced Senator Nathaniel Oakes. They join me in Studio A. Reflections on Kevin Kamenetz. We'll start there when Midday begins after these headlines. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Coming up, a conversation with two Democratic candidates who are running to replace Nathaniel Oakes in the General Assembly as the senator from the 41st District. But first, we'll begin today with reflections on the life and career of Kevin Kamenetz, a fixture on the Maryland political scene for more than two decades. Mr. Kamenetz passed away early this morning from a heart attack. He began his career in public service as a prosecutor in the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. He was first elected to the Baltimore County Council in 1994. He served four terms before being elected as the county executive in 2010. He was considered a leading candidate in the crowded field of people running for the Democratic nomination for governor. He is survived by his wife, Jill, and their two teenage sons, Carson and Dylan. Our hearts ache for them. Kevin Kamenetz was 60 years old. Valerie Irvin, who Mr. Kamenetz picked to be his running mate in the Democratic primary for governor in that race, has just released a statement that says, quote, "Like so many, I am shocked and heartbroken by this sudden and unexpected loss. I want to thank those across Maryland for their outpouring of support, sympathy, and gratitude during this difficult time." Kevin was first and foremost a loving husband to his wife, Jill, and a proud father to Carson and Dylan. And he was a dedicated, bold leader who served the people of Baltimore County for over 20 years. I've been honored to call him a friend and partner. Today, all of Maryland mourns with his family, friends, and loved ones. Joining us on the line now is Don Moeller. He was a close friend of Mr. Kamenetz, and he served as his chief of staff in the county executive's office. Mr. Moeller, welcome to the program, and we're so sorry for your loss.
Tom, thank you very much. It's been a very difficult day, as you can imagine. The thoughts and prayers of our entire staff are with Jill and the boys, and as you know full well, when you work as closely with an elected leader and an official like you do in government, the entire team out here is heartbroken and really just trying to lean on one another and get through the day.
Indeed. Were you or Jill or Mr. Kamenetz himself aware that Mr. Kamenetz had any underlying heart problems? I mean, obviously this has been a shock to everybody, but I just wonder if this subject ever came up.
No, I've told folks throughout the morning that the county executive was really a fitness fanatic. I've alluded to the fact that he's a granola and yogurt and salad kind of guy. I don't think that he's probably had a Big Mac in his entire life. You know, we spent hours and hours on the road together, and it would be very easy when you're hungry to pull into a fast food establishment. The county executive would never do that. The joke among the staff was that if you were going to grab one of those donuts on a Friday, you better do it when the executive was out of the office or not looking. He's someone who watched his weight. He's someone who had regular checkups. He watched his diet. He ran circles around his staff, many of whom were 20, 30 years younger than he was. He appeared to be in top physical condition.
This event happened less than 12 hours ago. At this juncture, as one of his good friends, what will you remember most about Kevin Kamenetz?
You know, what I will remember about County Executive Kamenetz is his absolute passion for family. He was a devoted dad. He loved his wife, Jill. He loved his boys, Carson and Dylan. He cherished those moments like trips to Ocean City and body surfing with the boys and just getting to spend time as a family. That was his true motivation. And when you think of his legacy in Baltimore County, it really is an amazing record over his 24 years. But when you look at the past 8 years in terms of education, if you tell someone that a county executive invested $1.3 billion in school construction, that he built or renovated 90 schools, built 16 new schools, 12 new additions, I don't know that they would even believe that. And I think that's a record that's going to be hard to match for future generations. You look at the private investment that's come into the county over the past 8 years, from the rebirth in Towson to the incredible transformation of Trade Point Atlantic at the old Sparrows Point steel mill. I mean, I remember so vividly that awful day when the county executive had to look steel workers in the eye and say, I've got to tell you, I don't think these jobs are coming back, but let's not look at it at the end. Let's look at it as the beginning. And let's roll our sleeves up so that we can create the next generation of jobs. And here we are 8 years later, and there are 17,000 new jobs on the way to Trade Point Atlantic. I look at his commitment to the environment, his commitment to diversity, his commitment to the most vulnerable among us. I mean, at the same time he's building schools and paving roads and repairing sewers to make sure that our Chesapeake Bay is clean, he never forgot the most vulnerable among us as he's developing health centers and building new comprehensive homeless shelters. So this was an individual. He was a good man who wanted to do good things. He believed government could help people improve their lives, and that government needed to work hand in hand with the community to make things better for the people it served.
And Mr. Mueller, I know it's awfully early, and Jill and the family have an awful lot on their plate, and they're dealing with just unimaginable grief right now. But do you have any information about services or plans for funerals and memorials, that sort of thing?
Those plans, I believe there will be a service tomorrow. The time and place are still being finalized, but they will be available shortly. Again, it's unimaginable. Everyone is still trying to get their heads around what took place. But I would just, the outpouring from across the state has been incredible. And I would just ask people that they remember Jill and the boys and keep them in their thoughts. And just keep in mind that this really was a good man who cared passionately about this county and the people he represented.
Well, Mr. Mueller, thank you very much for your time. I know this is a very sad day, and I appreciate it. And you are in our thoughts as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tom.
We move now to Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, who joins me on the line from Washington. Mr. Ruppersberger also served as Baltimore County Executive from 1994 to 2002. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome, but it's a sad day for all of us, especially those who knew Kevin. I think for his family, for the citizens of Baltimore County. He was a special person.
Indeed,
and he had
it was.
A lot to give.
When did you first meet him?
I met him, I think, when I was a county councilman, and he was on the Central Committee of Baltimore County. This was years ago. And then he served with me for 8 years on the Baltimore County Council. Well, he served on the Baltimore County Council when I was county executive. And there are only 7 members of the Baltimore County Council, so when you serve with them for the 8 years that you do, you know, you get to know them, your council, very well. And I can say this about Kevin. He was focused. He was hardworking, and he was extremely smart. And if he believed in something, he'd fight for what he believed in, even though it might not be the best thing for him to do politically.
And if you had to point your finger to the thing that, you know, once the shock of this wears off, but, you know, in a month, in 2 months, in 6 months, what will you remember most about your friend Kevin Kamenetz?
I just think he was a very smart individual, who loved his family. He drove his boys to school every year. He was just a hardworking, and he always would analyze the situation, see what was best for his constituents, what he thought was best. Remember, we have representative democracy, so he would do what he thought was best, and then he would move forward. But Kevin and I got to be close also after I left. I was termed out at the county council. And then when Kevin became county executive, we talked a lot. He would call me a lot and get my advice on how to handle certain issues. And Kevin also was the first county executive to bring all the former county executives into the office about once every 3 months, and we'd have a lunch, and he would want our opinion, including Roger Hayden, who was Republican. We'd all come in, and we'd talk about the issues of the county. And I was very impressed with that. And that he would reach out and want to get the opinion of people who served in that role before.
Well, Congressman, it's a very sad day, and I know, of course, it's a very busy day for you, so I appreciate your
time.
Yeah,
we're still in Washington, and the funeral, I think, is tomorrow, but he's going to be missed. And, you know, thank you for having this day and holding, you know, his life up for positive reinforcement. But again, and we will all pray for his wife, Jill, and his two sons.
Thank you, Congressman.
Take care.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger joining me now on the line from City Hall here in Baltimore. Jim Smith, he preceded Kevin Kamenetz as Baltimore County Executive. He currently serves as the Chief of Strategic Alliances in the office of Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh. Mr. Smith, welcome, sir.
It's good to be with you.
It's a very sad day. Your relationship with Mr. Kamenetz, how would you describe it, and what will you miss most about him?
Well, he was really the go-to guy on the county council. As Congressman Ruppersberger just indicated, he was a hard worker, which meant he read the bills. He considered the context of the bills. He considered what would be best for Baltimore County, and other council members went to him because they knew how much hard work he put in to all the legislation that would come before them. So for me, it was mandatory, basically, for me to talk to him because he was going to have tremendous influence on what other council members' reaction to proposed legislation or proposed projects would be. So he was a key person that I worked with closely when I was county executive. And as was also indicated, I mean, he really worshipped his two sons. He spent a lot of time with them, not only taking them to school, as Dutch indicated, but also taking them to social events, because he had to do so many political social events political events. He wanted to spend time with them. So for Jill and the boys, it's a tremendous loss. And for Baltimore County, it's a tremendous loss. He's been in public service for more than 30 years. And I guess it's taken a greater toll on him than maybe he even thought. But he has certainly been a dedicated public servant and willing to serve and give his best to the people in Baltimore County.
And, you know, Mr. Smith, you've served in county government, you've served in state government, now you're serving in the city government. People have been talking all morning about how devoted Kevin Kamenetz was to his two kids, and I certainly know that from my own personal experience when I talked to him off the air. We talked about our children, and my kid is older than his, but he just lit up when he talked about his two sons. How do you think he did balancing the difficult making that difficult dance between having a public career in which it requires an awful lot of, you know, meetings in the evenings and on the weekends, that sort of thing, with having some time with his family? How do you think he did that?
I think he did a very good job with it. And like I say, you're right. A lot of demands were made on his time, both from a social perspective as well as from a political perspective. But he brought his boys with him. And so they got exposed to the work of their father, and they got exposed to how important community was to their father and how important Baltimore County was to their father. So I think he did a yeoman's service to his family by the attention he gave his sons, in spite of the fact that he had tremendous demands made upon upon him and upon his time.
Well, Mr. Smith, I appreciate your time today. I know it's a sad day, and appreciate your taking a minute to reflect on your friend Kevin Kamenetz. Thank you, sir.
Okay, my pleasure.
Jim Smith preceded Kevin Kamenetz as Baltimore County Executive. He's currently working in the administration of Mayor Catherine Pugh. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday. Coming up after a break, Jill P. Carter and J.D. Merrill will join me here in the studio. They are running for the Democratic nomination to replace Senator Nathaniel Oaks in the General Assembly in District 41. It's midday. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.